Hey guys, you're welcome to another episode of My Work. You're listening to the BTS Podcast, Season 2, Episode 6. My name is Balkis Adeomi, and I'm your host for today. Alright guys, today we'll be talking about relationship stuff. I know that a lot of people in this relationship thing, and like, relationship is most people's problem, I'd say. At the end of this whole episode, I'm going to make this very like relatable, because at the end of the whole thing, I really want you to be able to say that, okay, I don't think I want to be here. I think I want to be here. In fact, I don't even want to be here at all. That's the main goal of this whole episode. Relationship, I know it's very important, but it is not really necessary that you be in a relationship because you want to be in a relationship. There are some things that you need to do or you need to consider before you can actually say, I mean, from yourself, before you can actually say that, okay, I think I'm ready to be in a relationship. Number one is self-development. How much have you actually like developed yourself? Self-development is a very important thing to note when you are saying that I want to be in a committed relationship. Because if you're going into a relationship, a defined ship is a relationship, because if it's not like defined, I think that's like a situationship. And when you say that you are in a relationship, I think the main goal of being in a relationship is to stay committed to each other, because I see no reason why you will be in a relationship with multiple people. That's not even a relationship, because it's not defined. You can't say that you are emotionally committed to like 10 people or 5. You're saying that you're in a relationship with them. It's not possible. So self-development is a very important thing to note down if you're saying that I want to be in a relationship, because emotionally, are you there? Mentally, are you okay? I'm not saying that you're running mad or something. I mean that mentally, are you fit? Psychologically, are you there? Because I see no reason why I'm not mentally and emotionally okay, and I won't say that I want to stay committed to somebody, because if that person needs me mentally and emotionally, how am I supposed to be there for the person? I used to say that you need to like work on yourself too much, like too well, before you say that you want to go and be with somebody, so you won't be a burden. I'm not even talking about like money now. It's like the last thing on my mind. The basic thing that you can actually do by yourself, I mean, mentally okay, emotionally okay, because when you are not, how do you really want to be there for the person when they need you and you're saying that you're in a committed relationship? It doesn't work that way, fam. Another thing that you need to work on is some people are broken, like they are broken and they want to be in a relationship. When like I'm broken now, I feel like I need somebody to heal. I need to be with somebody so that I can actually heal. What are you going to do with the person that you are going to be with because you want to heal? Do you want to bleed on somebody who hasn't like caught you? When you're broken, I used to say, I advise people so much that when you're broken, you need to work on yourself. You might actually need people to heal, and the people that can be there for you are your friends. They can help you in your healing process. You don't need to stay committed to somebody. It's a lot of work. I'm broken now, and I'm still trying to stay committed to somebody. How does the person want to feel when like I'm down because I'm remembering what has happened in the past, and the person needs me, and I say that I'm sorry, I can't be there for you now because I'm down? It doesn't add up. You need to heal before you say that, okay, I'm ready to be committed to somebody else. Another thing you need to know is your self-worth. You're going to a relationship. It's not even about the person now. It's about you. Because I know that I think I don't deserve this and I'm not going to accept it. Now, let's say emotionally, I'm 10%. Mentally, I'm 10. Somebody who's coming to me and the person is like 1%. How do you want me to cope? It's not my job. I'm really sorry. It's not my job to tell you that mentally you are 1 100%. It's like the basic thing you need to do before you say that, okay, I think I need to be in a relationship. It is very, very like important, and it is basic, like the basic thing that you need to know, that if I'm going to be in a committed relationship, I need to be mentally and emotionally stable.